Okay, so let's go over here to Auburn, where Brandy has rescued us all from listening to me. Go for it, ma'am.
Oh, hi. I was hoping that you could talk about ozone therapy
Sure.
and its effects for just health and maybe for somebody with cancer.
Okay, couple of things, ma'am. One, ozone, as you probably know, kills all kinds of germs. And we can't help it. We live in a germ-filled world, and the germs think they live in a human-filled world. It's vice versa. It goes both ways. Anyway, if there are germs that are in our systems that we really don't want, and basically we really don't want them, particularly in the bloodstream and where every place the blood goes, ozone properly used, and that's the key. It's got to be used by somebody who's been to the training classes and all that stuff. Can be a really good help because it does kill off multiple types of microorganisms, some that we know we have and some that we don't know we have. The one thing that can happen, particularly with the first or second ozone treatment, is called a die-off phenomenon. You've heard of that before, though, when we use, for example, a botanical that kills germs, sometimes we'll feel kind of icky for a couple of days because things are dying and leaving our systems. But again, nobody but the germs ever died of the die-off phenomenon. So that's one thing it's really, really good for, ma'am, is just general cleansing of the system. And for example, people have bronchitis, pneumonia, all kinds of different infections the ozone can be helpful for. Now, we don't need it for everything. There's other things for more minor problems, but when it's getting serious, the ozone is a real help.
And what about for help with slowing down cancer?
Okay. There, I really prefer vitamin C because there is so much study on vitamin C at high doses. And it's also known, at least in part, how it works. Now, that does not say at all that we can't use vitamin C and then some ozone and then some vitamin C. And we do that sometimes too. But if I have to choose just one to go after cancer, I'm going to go with high-dose vitamin C. And that's, by the way, I should have said, my mistake, that all this has to be given intravenously.
Oh yeah. Okay. So, but you would say that high dose C is best for that. So that's what you're saying. Like, ozone's good for things, but for working with
Well, not.
cancer, you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not saying ozone's bad for cancer. I'm just saying I prefer the vitamin C. But look at, we have two docs at Tahoma Clinic who have been specializing in natural treatments for cancer. Whether a person wants a totally natural treatment or they want to go with the regular treatment and not have the adverse effects, one of them is Dr. Davis Lampson. He's former professor of oncology, which just means cancer, over Bastyr University. And the other one is Dr. John Sherman. And he was head of the Bastyr University Clinics for, oh, it was at least 10, 15 years. So I would defer to them for their opinions. It's
I
just.
already talked to John Sherman. I already, he's
Okay,
my
good.
doctor. I already spoke to him.
Yeah.
I just
So.
I spoke to him that weekend that you were gone. I called in, and then I
Oh,
spoke
good
to
for
him
you.
on
Thank
I
you,
had an
ma'am.
appointment with him on Thursday. I was just wanting to get your opinion.
Yeah, well, there's my opinion, and you know how it goes. Doctors and lawyers don't all agree with each other.
Well, you guys said the same thing, so thank you very much. I appreciate it.